On the 29th of October 2005, I attended the Nestlé Tribunal in Bern, Switzerland, that was organized by MultiWatch.
My name is Marianne Eberhardt. I'm from the organizing committee of MultiWatch. The Alliance MultiWatch campaign for human rights was founded in March 2005. It is supported by various Swiss aid agencies, NGOs, political parties, workers' unions, church groups and movements critical of globalization.
And why was MultiWatch set up by these organizations?
MultiWatch wants to monitor the activities of multinational companies in order to make public any infringements of law, human rights violations and other problematic practices.
And so why Nestlé?
We got in touch with a union from Colombia, and they told us about the problems they had with the company Nestlé. And so we didn't choose Nestlé because we are here in Switzerland. We choose it because of a concrete problem there.
A panel of five, including a Brazilian Catholic bishop and a member of the Swiss Parliament's Committee on Human Rights, took evidence from witnesses who had travelled from Colombia.
Nestlé, in this case, didn't want to come to the hearing.
Nestlé met with some members of MultiWatch before the event and presented a written statement where it basically denied all the charges. The Colombian Food Workers Union, Sinal Treinal, came with a lawyer to present their case.
Soy abogado de la organización sindical.
My name is Alejandro García Saxeret. I'm the lawyer of the trade union Sinal Treinal.
And what are the cases you brought here to this tribunal?
Hemos presentado cuatro casos.
We have presented four cases. The first one was the case of persecution and assassination, you say, of workers, laborers who are all in a responsible position within the trade union Sinal Treinal.
We have seen the banner that was here with the names of three of your companions. What is the story behind this banner?
En el año de 1988 fue asesinado Héctor Daniel Ucheche. Era presidente del sindicato en el departamento del Valle, en la planta de Buga la Grande.
Well, it reminds to an incident in 1988 when first the leader of the trade union, what was it? Héctor was assassinated, and the second one is a member of a, you call it cooperative. They tried to support the trade union financially that they could lose their strike. And he was assassinated coming out directly from the cooperative center. And the second case is from Victor, who is also a leader of the trade union, who was assassinated in 96. Victor has been obliged to go several times to exile. He was in Costa Rica, in Ecuador, and even in Venezuela. And then when he was invited to come back, Nestlé made him a proposal that he could retire. And everything seemed to be good, but 6 months after his retirement, he was assassinated, and his body, the dead body, was put directly in front of the factory Sicolac, where he has worked. The third example is Luciano. He was in exile in Spain, and that was in he left Colombia in 2002, and when he came back this year, 2005, he was assassinated. Was how do you call that? Was a knife? Yes, it is knives in his body.
It is very dangerous being a trade unionist in Colombia. Are you scared, and why do you continue the fight?
En mi caso personal, yo soy simplemente un abogado asesor.
I personally, I'm not a member of the trade union. because I'm only the lawyer of them and assisting them in all their juridical questions. So the situation of the trade union leaders is very, very dangerous in Colombia, because they are even persecuted by the state, because they are accused to be member of the Communist Party, or to be communists, or member of the guerrilla. That's also the reason why all these trade union leaders are persecuted by the paramilitary groups. That means, at one side, the companies are persecuting these trade union leaders, and the other side, even the ministry too.
The lawyer Alejandro presented evidence of these and other assassinations of trade union leaders at Nestlé factories in Colombia. He called witnesses and presented documentary evidence, and a current Nestlé employee spoke by video from Colombia but didn't want his face to be shown. This was the first of the four cases of Nestlé malpractice the union was presenting.
El segundo caso corresponde al aniquilamiento y persecución de la organización sindical por parte de...
The second case is the trade union itself. They wanted to destroy this trade union and in all its structures, and to persecute all these leading people.
In one case that was reported to the tribunal and appears in the final ruling, Nestlé took groups of workers from a factory to separate hotels and gave them an ultimatum of resigning by 10 o'clock that evening, or they would lose the paltry benefits that were being offered to them. By 2 o'clock in the morning, all but one had resigned. Nestlé then employed new workers on much lower pay and without the benefits which the union had won over the course of years.
El tercer caso corresponde a el retiqueteamiento de productos que se encontraban vencidos para ponerlos nuevamente.
The third case is this case of, let's say, put the etiquettes on milk which has already been bad. So they put new etiquettes and sold them to the people, and it was proof that it was a very bad food and who caused damage to the people.
So they relabeled.
Yes, they relabeled, exactly.
Over 350 tons of expired milk has been confiscated by the authorities in Colombia. It had been imported from Argentina, Uruguay and New Zealand and relabeled. Nestlé said because the labels had been printed incorrectly. A Nestlé employee spoke as a witness, saying he was forced to repackage the milk, 50% new milk and 50% the expired milk, before relabeling. A senator spoke by video from Colombia, explaining about the cases that had been brought by the authorities. And documentary evidence of these were presented to the tribunal.
Y el cuarto caso correspondía a una contaminación de los ríos Guatapurí en el departamento del Cesar y en el río Bucaramanga.
The fourth case is, you call it pollution of the rivers. There are two cases of two rivers where Nestlé has introduced pollution to the rivers and also very hot water, who destroyed the whole life sphere.
The panel consisted of Swiss academics and politicians, including a member of the Parliament's Human Rights Committee, as well as a Catholic bishop from Brazil. They produced a damning ruling which said in part, "There is no option but to condemn the practices of Nestlé in Colombia. We judge they are unacceptable on the part of a multinational that proclaimed its good reputation and calls for its customers to trust it, in failing to guarantee the quality of its products or protecting the environment, and its policy of dismantling working conditions and its implacable hostility to trade unionists and its aggression in terms of its economic policies, Nestlé exceeds tolerable limits." I spoke to one member of the panel, Catholic Bishop Dom Thomas from Brazil.
Dom Tomás Balduino, sou bispo emérito de Goiás, Brasil, e atualmente presidente...
I am Dom Thomas Balduino, Bishop Emeritus of Goiás, Brazil, and presently President of the Commission Pastoral da Terra, linked to the National Brazilian Bishops' Conference. I asked what he thought of the information that had been presented to the panel, and this is what he said. "I've been deeply impressed by this tribunal for two reasons. Firstly, that our colleagues in Europe have created this tribunal, which will have a level of success as an ethical and moral tribunal, even if without power of enforcement, but with power of conviction in favour of the poor victims of the multinational Nestlé. And it is here in the country where Nestlé has its headquarters. This I find impressive, and it cheers me to see this advance in our society. The second fact that has impressed me is the testimony of the witnesses from Colombia, our neighbours. In Brazil, we don't know about the terrible situation perpetrated by the company in criminal connivance with state powers and the paramilitary forces. It is a crime that is not limited to one point or question, but covers many of the problems of living in society, such as food, access to water, disrespect for trade unions, and what's more, insecurity of work, linked to destruction of the union, leading almost to slave labour conditions. I asked him what had impressed him most from the information presented, and this is what he told me. What has impressed me most, and I'm greatly hurt by this, is that a multinational can commit these crimes in the search for profit. It makes me think, what is possible in the line of corruption and involvement in crime to produce to gain money? This struck me most, because this should lead us to take greater care over the trajectory of all these multinationals in the world, and in our world of Latin America. I asked Marianne from MultiWatch if they expected to see anything happen on the part of Nestlé. She said there had been some progress because Nestlé had been forced to engage with the tribunal.
Now we have a response from Nestlé. They wrote down a standpoint paper to the hearing here, and I think that to us it says that they really feel like they have a responsibility.
So they're being forced to engage with this process?
Yes, I think they had to do that, and it's the first time that we get really an answer to every point we accuse Nestlé.
But were the answers satisfactory?
We have to get through the answers, and I think I have to study the answers very exactly. But what I saw until now, not all of them are really satisfactory, and we have to discuss that.
Having sat through all the evidence presented by the witnesses from Colombia, what have you found most shocking about what you've heard?
I think the second case we presented did about one factory where there's two moments, very critical moments of violation of human rights, and I think it's the one person who, the only unionist who kept at the end in the factory, and all of the others were they decided to go because of the pressure of the paramilitary groups.
So what did I think of the tribunal? Well, I well know that Nestlé is an unethical company, this Nestlé advertised by Ian Botham and Trini and Susanna. I see it with the baby food issue, the way it pushes its products in breach of international standards, contributing to the unnecessary death and suffering of infants around the world. I see the way it lobbies against governments implementing those standards. Fortunately, some have gone ahead, and Nestlé's even been prosecuted in some countries. I come across Nestlé executives, I debate with them, and I see how dishonest they are, how they're prepared to say anything to try and improve the company's image, regardless of the truth of what is going on. In the debates, there's always the risk they will sue me if I put a foot wrong, which they never have, because they know they would lose. I don't face the risks of those in Colombia who've seen their colleagues kidnapped and their tortured bodies dumped on the steps of the Nestlé factory. I come away with a great sense of humility that these people are prepared to continue their struggle for justice in the face of such atrocities. And I also came away with a great sense of responsibility and a desire to tell this story, which is why I've done this recording. Because we don't see this reported in the news here. This is something you can do to help. Write to the newspapers, write to the television, write to the radio, and say, why are you not reporting what Nestlé is doing in Colombia? Why are you not reporting what is happening in these other countries? If you belong to a trade union, encourage your trade union to take action in solidarity with trade unionists in other countries who was suffering at the hands of Nestle. If you're a student, encourage your college to support the boycott. In your workplace, get rid of the Nestle products. Tell Nestle you are doing so. Chief Executive Peter Brabeck-Letmati has promised his shareholders he will deliver year-on-year growth. And we see the strategy that he employs, breaking the power of trade unions, forcing down salaries, forcing farmers off the land, cutting prices paid to suppliers, pushing baby foods despite the suffering that results. All in the name of profit. The boycott hurts his profits. It tells Nestle, we will not stand for this behaviour. Any suffering you may feel in foregoing Nestle products is as nothing compared to the suffering we are trying to prevent. Boycott Nestle and write to Peter Brabeck-Letmati and let him know. The more he continues this abusive behaviour, the more it will hurt his profits. It's the only thing he understands. At the same time, support measures for the regulation of transnationals, so we can get Mr. Brabeck before a judge and not have to rely on people's tribunals like this excellent event in Bern.